Life has been good. It continues to be good here. What a great week. We are having so much fun. Welcome back live here in West Los Angeles on remote, hanging out with Dr. Les Latner and so many other greats here. Before we get into more of that, we've got the lovely Paxton Quigley reporting with Cannabis Healing. Paxton, how you doing?
Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our listeners out there. There's big news this week. Tim Ryan, he's a U.S. congressman from Ohio. He announced on Friday, listen to this, that he supports legalizing marijuana across the United States. And here's what he said, and it's really important, and I want to quote him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, after meeting with countless Ohio families and youth whose lives have been harmed by a marijuana arrest, I find the social and economic injustices of our marijuana policy too big to ignore. I firmly believe no person should be sentenced for a lifetime of hardship because of a marijuana arrest. It is morally and economically nonsensical. That is why I am calling for an end to marijuana being used as an excuse to lock up our fellow Americans. Now, that's a strong statement, isn't
yeah,
that,
wow.
Adam?
Wow.
Yeah. And this is a perfect time in our show to announce that next week we will be talking National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws. They started in the 70s, and he'll be giving us an insight on what's happening on the legalization of marijuana in the United States, and now cannabis and autism. Now, just to get this straight, cannabis doesn't cause autism. It actually can help alleviate some of the problems associated with autism. Listen to this. One in every 59 children were identified in the United States with having autism spectrum disorder in the year 2014. Now, that's incredible. If you walk down the street, every 59th child has some form of autism. And a lot of people don't know what's really happening out there. But fortunately, we have somebody today who just recently wrote an article about autism in marijuana.com, and her name is Maureen Meehan. Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you? I'm so happy to be here with you.
Good, good. Well, do those figures shock you, too?
Well, they do shock me, and to be honest, I must say that I did ask some of the people, some of the women who are in an organization called Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism. She said, to bear one thing in mind, she said, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, or even 15 years ago, everyone just sort of lumped all of these children who seemed to have any kind of behavioral symptoms or neuroactivity that didn't fit into the regular sort of school children behavior were just called retarded, quote unquote retarded. And so now perhaps we can just say that, yes, it is because we are better at spotting it. And it could also be that there are environmental situations that bring it on. It's a very complex illness. And frankly, not even a lot of the doctors and experts know everything about it. It's truly a mystery at this point still in many ways.
I understand that there are a number of families now that are trying to make medical marijuana legal in their state, so that it will be part of the other illnesses people have, and they therefore can use medical marijuana. And I understand this organization, MAMA, Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism, have been going around the country setting up organizations and trying to get the laws changed in many of these states. Do you know more about what they're doing?
Yes, and that's a great question, Paxton, because, you know, we have medical marijuana now in 30 states and of course, Washington, D.C. So we've got it in more than half the country. What happens is that in each state, there's usually a list of things, of illnesses that are permitted to use medical marijuana. In some states, autism as an illness appears on the list. In some states, it doesn't. But other comorbid symptoms, let's say seizures or certain type of behavior or chronic pain, which autism sufferers have, is on the list, but autism is not specifically. So to answer your question more specifically, this organization, MAMAS, which is their acronym, is trying to get autism listed as a qualifying condition for medical marijuana on every state that has medical marijuana. And then, of course, as the states start voting and getting it, they're hoping to have autism so they can at least give it to their children, because there's just so much science now. Not everything is conclusive, of course, but there is a lot of science and a lot of anecdotal evidence that it really helps children with autism. Now, I was told that there are various ways of using the cannabis. They're not saying that they're going ahead and having kids smoke marijuana, are they? Not at all. Good point to bring up, so that people don't think that anybody is promoting that. First of all, usually when you think of smoking marijuana or smoking cannabis, you know, you think of an adult rolling a joint or whatever it is they do. This is truly medical marijuana, and it has very little, if any, psychoactive element in it. That has been separated through a chemical process. And what basically the children are getting is a type of cannabis that does not have a psychoactive, is not going to get them stoned. And of course, my God, they would never smoke it. So as you mentioned, Paxton, they take it in little pills under their tongue, or perhaps a little bit of a drop, a drop. I don't know about skin. I think rubbing it on, maybe a sore spot, that would also be very helpful. But these children are given little tiny pills just like they would any other medicine. So smoking, forget it. And the parents as well. The parents, they don't even, a lot of these women who started this organization come from background, you know, conservative, religious, whatever, who wouldn't even dream of having their kids smoke marijuana. They probably don't even smoke themselves.
Now, what happens when these kids, let's say, take it by mouth? Does it happen right away?
Apparently it does. I'm told by some of the moms that it really does regulate their emotions. It helps them calm down because, you know, autistic children sometimes have aggressive outbursts. So there's a lot of science also about how it affects their brains. But they're talking about modifying these moods and these behaviors that are self-injurious, and it really calms them down. It helps them sleep. It helps them become more verbal because they're calm. So from that point of view, yes, they seem to have a very quick reaction, especially if you put it under your tongue, apparently. So that is definitely the case.
Well, I know in Israel they're doing a lot of studies to find out how is the best way to do this. And there's actually a man, I just read about this, who was an engineer in Israel who had a child, who has a child, who has autism. But it wasn't diagnosed until he was approximately 3 years old. Because a lot of times when you're an infant, there's really no way to tell. And apparently what's happening is this engineer has developed an fMRI where they can go ahead at the infant's birth almost and study what's going on inside of the organism, let's say, the brain, and can determine by a number of factors as to whether the infant may have this problem, because they're talking about it that it has a genetic problem.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that, because frankly, in my research for the article that I did, I found that families had often had two children with autistic syndrome. And not all of them, but the fact that a family would have two children in one family, it does have to do with the receptors or the gene that, that is carried in the family. So I'm not surprised to hear that. And yes, to your point about the research being done in Israel, it is cutting edge research. And one really wishes and hopes that we will be able to do that here in the United States, because we've got a lot of brilliant scientists as well. But for now, Israel is leading the way in autism studies.
Now, there's another factor that a lot of people overlook. They'll talk about the kid being a problem, but autism affects the family. It affects the mother, certainly, and affects the father. And it can cause all sorts of emotional problems and situations that happen within the family. So if you have one child that's autistic and then you have a so-called normal child, So basically, the family has a lot of conflict and emotional problems going on all the time. And it must be terribly difficult for these people to handle the situation. And hopefully that there are people out here who are listening to Cannabis Healing today who know people and can start telling them that there is a possible beginning solution to help them out.
I hate to cut you off, but we're going to go to a break, unfortunately. Great subject matter today. And we should probably touch a little bit more on this in the coming shows. But thanks, everyone. Maureen, that was awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Maureen, for all of your work that you do in the area. And thank you, guys. And next week, Cannabis Healing, we're going to have on Keith Stroop.
Ooh. All right. Thanks again, Paxton. Another gem. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
More to come live this morning, everyone. So much taking place. I'm excited. I am jacked up. We got the Open Championship. Mickelson, well, didn't do too well. But it was good to see him there. Lots of big notables missing the cut this week. But some big names that we are going to be watching this afternoon. Anyhow, more to come live from Los Angeles.